Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Tuesday, September 7th, we are 48 hours away from the start of the NFL season. We got a great podcast to get you just to wet your beak for Cowboys Bucks. My main man, Bernie Frado, big Vegas guy, big gambler. I'm not going to call him a degenerate. He just knows football. So we'll chop it up for 20 minutes on week one. He gives a couple season-long predictions that he really likes. It's going to be a big week for NFL. Obviously, we will not forget college football. But also, just want to thank you guys for the kind words about the podcast with Matthew Berry. Apparently, that helped a lot of folks in their fantasy drafts last night as well as today. Today's a big fantasy draft day. I also want to add my son. I probably stepped in it with the wife on this one, but I had my son do two fantasy drafts. He had never done one before. He got in a league with a bunch of his buddies and then another one with some of his buddies. And of course, they were kind of timed right before dinner and during dinner, so that did not go over well in the McIntyre household. That being said, he's pretty thrilled with how it shook out. And I'm just going to say this. I don't put an ounce of stock in the darn Yahoo report card nonsense. For starters, they don't like Gus Edwards this year. They're like, oh, Gus Edwards, oh, he's not very good. And if you take Gus's backup, the kid Williams, who I started talking about last week, by the way, Justice Hill, who was fighting for that backup to Gus the Bus, he's out for the season, okay? The Ravens are so desperate, they're calling Le'Veon Bell. I'm telling you, the kid Williams, if your draft is tonight, you might want to get him earlier than expected. Gus the Bus obviously is a top three round guy, but the darn Yahoo grades are silly. It's weird. I'm not in any ESPN or CBS leagues. I'm in, I think, four in Yahoo, and my son's in two. And now my daughter, you know, was watching us and getting into it, and I think we're going to get her into the fantasy game next year. I found another dad who's interested, so we'll just have to cobble together eight more. Should not be a problem in our sports-loving town. And also, you know, I kind of like sports, so I shouldn't have a hard time wrangling some other football dads to get their daughters into fantasy football. One quick gambling note before we get to the gambling podcast with Bernie Frado. Congrats to the dude who had a 10-team parlay. in college football that hit. Unbelievable. $10 won him $78,000. I'm sorry, it was a $10 14-team college parlay. 14 unders. He had the under in UConn, Fresno State, Boise State, UCF, South Florida, NC State, ECU, App State, UNC, Virginia Tech. This guy's basically just throwing darts and saying, let me go all unders, and they all hit. Duke, Charlotte, ODU, Wake, Louisville, Ole Miss, which was the final leg Monday night. That was an easy winner. I think it hit, landed on like 60-something, and it was under 75.5. Utah State, Washington State, Oregon State, Purdue. I mean, this guy turned 10 bucks into $79,935. That is a home run. Now, I'm going to just point this out. The entire gambling community, you know, the hardcore gamblers, are just going to be so upset that this is even out there, because they'll be like, no, people are going to do stupid parlays. Here's a fun fact, guys. Parlays are fun. And I think most NFL weeks, I will do 12-team parlays. I'll lay like, I don't know, 5 or 6 of them, maybe 10 of them. Anywhere from like, you know, $1, $5, $10 a pop. And if one of them hits, you're basically set for the season on the parlay front, because you could miss 10 a week for 17 weeks and it don't matter if you hit one of those. And they're fun. Again, I'm not talking about flushing big, big bucks. No, it's stupid to do $200 parlays. That's dumb. Teasers, we'll get to them later in the podcast. Obviously, your best advantage is, you know, straight up bets where you can find an edge. We had a good college football weekend. I anticipate a good NFL weekend. But as you guys know, the toughest nut to crack in sports gambling is the NFL. It's really, really, really difficult. But that's the fun in it. Obviously, I'm in the circuit contest. We'll do plenty of that this year. I don't really have any deep thoughts on the Louisville-Ole Miss game. Although, I will point out, the kid from Ole Miss did look pretty sharp, Corral. If you remember, we had a guest on the pod last week who talked up his Heisman chances. I mean, old Lane Kiffin just puts it on people. 569 yards of total offense. And folks, they had 14 penalties for a buck 25, and they still won by 20+. It was 26-0 at halftime. Listen, I'm just, this is obvious. This should be obvious to anybody who follows college football, but Lane Kiffin is a great offensive mind. He was at Alabama, and then everybody said, oh, anybody could do that with 5 stars. Well, he's doing the same damn thing at Ole Miss. And I don't think it's crazy to say that Lane Kiffin's going to be coaching in some capacity, if he wants to, in the NFL. He was obviously too young when he got there the first time, flamed out badly and quickly, way too big of an ego. The ego hasn't totally gone away, but you get older, you get wiser. Let's just be honest. Lane Kiffin is really an intelligent football offensive mind. That's undeniable. Now, is he going to be a head coach? He's probably a little bit of ways away from that. Would he take an offensive coordinator job, or would he rather take continue to take head coaching jobs at college football? I mean, listen, he was at the top when he was coaching USC, what, a little over a decade ago? And he flamed out rock bottom, and guess what? He's coaching in the SEC now, and he's got a Heisman candidate. Like, it's just, it is cool. The whole build-up, tear-down thing is just so big in sports media. They love to build you up and then tear you down just as quickly as they built you up. Chip Kelly knows that well. Chip Kelly bouncing back. I mean, that guy was at rock bottom very recently after massive highs with Oregon and the Philadelphia Eagles, and then he got torn down. Oh, he's a genius. Oh, he's a genius. You know who they want badly is McVay. That's who the media wants. And listen, McVay was a boy genius with the Rams. He gets to the Super Bowl, and then all of a sudden, you know, they fall back. Oh, McVay's a genius? Really? Is he? He's not that smart. Like, McVay's what? Not even 35 years old? The guy definitely is one of the best football minds in the game right now. That's obvious. There's a reason that the Rams are an offensive juggernaut every year, and that everybody just raids their coaching staff almost every year. They lost their defensive coordinator. They lost their passing game coordinator. Like, every year, people are coming after whatever the Rams have in the coaching department for a reason. McVay's that good. Kyle Shanahan's another one. But the media doesn't want to give these guys props because it's like, oh, if you don't win a Super Bowl, you're garbage. That's basically the barometer, like Super Bowl or, hey, is he that guy really that good? He lost in the playoffs. Like, it's just, the media sucks. Anyways, I guess I'm part of the media. I should shut up. Without further ado, let's get to Bernie Fratto, Fox Sports Radio.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a big-time radio host, Fox Sports Radio. But more importantly, he's all in on the gambling. And I will say this. I did host a Saturday morning radio show for, I don't know, 6 years. And as it continued to grow, I would start to hear from people during the show, like, hey, that was good. And Bernie Frado needs some credit for giving me continuously positive updates. Even when he disagreed, he was like, that's a good case. But this guy knows gambling, so we're bringing him in. NFL Week 1, Bernie Frado, Fox Sports Radio. How are you, Bernie?
Jason, it's terrific to be ready for another NFL season. When you consider where we were last year at this time.
Yes.
I haven't been this happy since Chuck E. Cheese started serving beer.
Chuck E. Cheese serves beer. I did not know that. I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese in a while. I love Chuck E. Cheese, though, growing up. So, Bernie, wait. I want to back up because I think, and it might have either been 2 years ago on my radio show or last year on this pod or the radio show, You gave me a mind-blowing stat on week one divisional dogs, and I think you were the one who was saying, hey, keep an eye on Jacksonville as a big underdog against the Colts. And I was like, no way, man, no way. And lo and behold, Jacksonville delivers. First of all, was that you? And second of all, give me a winner in week one, Bernie. What do you got?
Absolutely, Jason. I remember that very well. You and I did a hit on your Saturday morning show in 2019. And that particular weekend, there were four Division One dogs, and they went 3-1. And it's a trend since 2005 that's been absolute money. Week one division dogs since 2005, 61%. And it can actually continues, Jason, throughout the month of September. Divisional dogs in September, 56%. There are two this year. You've got Miami visiting New England. Miami was catching three. Then it was when it was announced Mac Jones would be the starting quarterback, the line went to 2.5, but still you got a classic divisional dog there. And the other great divisional dog is Houston catching three at home against Jacksonville, coming in with a rookie coach and a rookie quarterback starting in his first game ever. And you know what's interesting, Jason? And I'll give you a best bet real quickly here, but in the history of the NFL, there have only been 10 quarterbacks drafted number one overall that actually started, check that, 9 quarterbacks who started week one in the year they were drafted number one. And in the prior 9, they went 1-8. The only quarterback to win week one was Derek Carr, of all people. Check that, Derek Carr for the Houston Texans back in 2002. He's the only one to do it. It hasn't been good for rookie quarterbacks drafted number one overall starting week one, 1-8, 45, passer rating, 12 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. And so you're going on the road laying points to a Houston team. Irrespective of all that, my best bet week one is actually the under, Jason, in New England. The total is right around 45, 44.5, depending where you shop. You've got two, very stiff defenses. Miami does not have Fitzmagic this year if Tua falters. And the other thing, you're going to have a couple of run-first teams. And one final thing, the game last year in the same spot ended 21-11. So there's no reason for me to believe they're going to score two more touchdowns with a rookie quarterback and Mac and two stiff defenses, two running games, and no Fitzmagic.
Yeah, all right. These are two great ones to dig into. First of all, the divisional dogs thing's great. I wish there were more this weekend. There are not. And Bernie, you're going to hate me. I already bet New England on the anticipation Mac was going to win the starting job, and it would go up to 3.5. It went the other way. It's down to 2.5, so I feel dumb taking the Patriots' favor by 3. But Bernie, we know Belichick's history against young quarterbacks. He has dominated them. This idea that he's had a ton of time to prepare for Tua, after seeing him last year, remember Tua could do nothing late in the season against them. I don't feel good at all about Miami here, so I can't take that one. And you know I like Jacksonville this year. That's the team you got to take. But Bernie, that's a dog with fleas, okay? You cannot put your after-tax dollars on the Houston Texans, can you?
I'm not on either game, full disclosure. Jason. I can't. The truth of the matter is, it would not surprise me if you get a nice victory week one with, of course, the New England Patriots. These things are always nuanced, and I'm guessing, too, that the lines have moved over the years. The markets figure these things out. And the truth of the matter is, if this had been the same situation a couple of years ago, the lines would have been different. But now I think things do change. I think the books figure things out, markets figure things out, pros figure things out, and you're not going to give them the same price. Give me Belichick at home under a field goal. If you just blindly bet Bill Belichick since 2001, you're at 63%. So I really can't disagree with you. As I've mentioned, Jason, the truth of the matter is that my best bet is the under in that game. I think points are going to be at a real premium, right? And I think England's going to march out. They got a lot of their defenders back from COVID. They're going to run the ball very well. They got a stable of running backs. They fleeced the Rams. They trade Sony Michel and get a draft pick for him. They were going to cut Sony Michel.
Yeah.
That's how deep they are. So I'm going to be honest with you, Jason. I like your bet. The trend is your friend, but it's got to be nuanced. You can't just bet it blindly.
And yeah, I want to drill deeper on the trend thing, Bernie. Because a lot of people are hearing that and be like, trends, they don't really matter. The league has changed, blah, blah, blah. I would never bet anything 100% based on a trend. It's part of a soup, right, that factors into your equation, right? Rookie quarterbacks, that was a great stat on Trevor Lawrence. There's a lot of stuff, like, for instance, Bill Belichick, 8-3 against the spread in his last 11 week ones. Like you said, he's at home. The guy's had ample time to prepare for Tua. It's not the trend I would bet the full game on, but the trend is part of the equation. Is it not? I don't know how much it is, 10%, 20%, whatever you want to factor in, but how much do you read into trends?
It's about a 50-50 proposition, but again, it's nuanced. For instance, 2 years ago, this same team, the same two teams in New England, Miami's catching 7. Now they're down to 2.5, 3. So that's a big difference when you, yeah, you know, you're covering as a 6.5, 7-point dog versus a 2.5, 3-point dog. One of the big trends, Jason, I'll give you an example. NFL quarterbacks, or check that, NFL rookie coaches in the preseason since 2015, 21-5 in their first home game because they want to win that preseason game. Guess what? This year was only 3-4. Because you find out coaches like Brandon Staley, who took over, he's a disciple of Sean McVay, who couldn't care less if he wins in the preseason. So these things always have to be researched and verified. But I will leave you some good news, Jason. Continue to watch divisional dogs throughout the month of September, because even then, blindly since 2005, they're still 56% for the month. So there's still going to be value coming down the road. Why? Teams are healthy. Hope springs eternal. You don't know who's hit the rhythm yet, who hasn't. There's always a changing of the guard. Sometimes lines can be wrong. You try to find marketed efficiencies, as you will. And I know one of the things you're really good at is spotting a bad line. We've talked before. 2 weeks ago, just to digress for a second, there's no way Nebraska should have been laying 7 points at Illinois, and Illinois wins the game outright. That's a market bad correction. So long and the short of it is, you'll see some of that in September in the NFL and possibly in divisional dogs.
Speaking of market inefficiency, Seattle was an underdog in Indy, I don't know, a month ago, 2 months ago, before all the Carson Wentz COVID stuff happened. They're now favored by 2.5. That is, I don't know what you're seeing there in Vegas, but 5-point swing, 4.5 in the span of a month. Now, normally I'd be like, whoa, that's too big of a move, but I'm out on the Colts this year. I just don't like it. The injuries to the O-line, I'm not a fan of Wentz. We know he's going to have happy feet back there. I don't particularly like the Seahawks, but you know that coordinator moves are big. And this addition of Waldron, the kid from the passing game coordinator from the Rams, I don't think people realize Seattle's going to come out and really open things up. This is not Schottenheimer's Seattle offense. Where are you on Seahawks-Colts?
It's not a game I'm involved in, but I'm not in the habit of going against Russell Wilson when he's laying less than a field goal or he's getting points. Seattle is not like the Legion of Boom team that were years ago, but Pete Carroll's teams have a way of really locking down in September. Until Teddy Bridgewater beat them 2 years ago in September, Carroll had not lost a home game in September ever, and he's about 75% on the road in September. If you look up, you never see Seattle 1-3. They're always 3-1.
Yeah.
The long and short of it is, I'm not involved in the game, but I do believe it's a steam move. You know, if I could have got Seattle at 2.5 3 weeks ago, I can't justify laying 2.5.
Yeah.
But to your point, Jason, I would be a little dubious about the Colts until we know are their quarterback situation with Carson Wentz ferrets out with the new coordinator.
How, Bernie Frotto, are the Carolina Panthers favored by 5 points against anyone?
Well, that's a very good question. That's a market line to me. I think Matt Rhule's done a fabulous job down there.
Yeah.
I actually think Sam Darnold's better than people give him credit for. 5's kind of a dead number. So if you figure you win the game, you cover. If you don't, you might lose outright. Again, I'm very picky week one, Jason, and in terms of some of these games, there's just a lot of issues you don't know about, and that's a fair question. I don't know how they're favored by 5.
Yeah, how are you able, Bernie, to be picky in week one? Every guy I've talked to who loves to gamble on games is just going hog wild. They're like, every day, oh, what about this? What about total, side, teasers? I mean, excuse me, I like teasers a lot, Bernie. I know the gambling purists will scoff at that, but you're telling me, if I can't tease like the Buccaneers down to 1.5, and then you take like Kansas City just to win or maybe getting a point in San Francisco to, you know, win by 1 point, like those are three, you never want to say anything to automatic slam dunk, but come on.
Well, you're right, Jason. Actually, the truth of the matter is teasers are more bet among pros than people realize. And I will tell you the number one teaser bet week one that the pros have fired on is Tampa Bay minus, you know, down to -1.5, a 6-point teaser, to the Rams. or check that, or to the 49ers down to 1.5. Okay. And so the truth of the matter is, teasing works when you cross through the key numbers of 3, 4, 6, and 7. You want to run from people who say, well, so-and-so is getting 9 points. Let's tease it up to 15. There's no way they're going to lose by 2 touchdowns. You're not allowing the math to work for you. Now, a couple of rule of thumbs, for the most part, most pros I know don't bet teasers the first 2 weeks because you're just not sure what can happen, right? I mean, it looks almost too easy. Tampa Bay should just destroy Dallas. Dallas has all kinds of problems, especially on defense. And you don't know if Dak's 100% healthy. And the Lions can't get out of their own way. They don't really have any talent in the field. The 49ers should maul them, right? So you tease them down, you get them down below 2 points. But how do you know? There could be an injury. There could be a fumble. There could be a kick return, someone backdoor. Anything could happen. The other thing I never recommend on teasers is betting teasers for totals. Never use teasers to bet totals because the math doesn't work there either as well.
I still remember the Lions last year. I think they were up like 20-6 in the fourth quarter. I felt great. I think it was a divisional dog, right? And then they just totally collapsed. It ruined their season. And they lost in overtime, didn't cover. Or maybe they lost at the end of the fourth quarter. But, you know, the Detroit Lions are dead to me after last year. I had sunk some futures into them. I mean, just a total joke of a franchise. Let's go to the Falcons-Eagles. Anything on this game? Because I kind of have an irrational like for the Falcons here. Is that silly of me? In this game, not for the season.
No, I think the thing with the Falcons are people are going to overlook them. They still got Matt Ryan. The Falcons are going to be an 8-9 team, but I think they're going to be a tough out in every game. You remember last year, week 3, they had that huge lead against Dallas, and they coughed it up at the end in one of those epic collapses. Right now, Atlanta, it's a very shrewd pick by you. They're very much an under-the-radar team. They lost Julio Jones. Again, you're going to get favorable market lines until the – markets figure out Atlanta's not that bad as people think they are. You're going to get favorable market lines. Yeah. I think Philadelphia is an absolute hot mess. They won't get any of my money. They just won't get any of my money this year. I don't know. Nick Sirianni inherited a real issue there, and I'm really not sure if Jalen Hurts is a major league quarterback. So you've got two rookie coaches going at each other, but give me the Hall of Fame quarterback against a rookie quarterback any day.
I am curious. What do you read anything at all into the Eagles grabbing Gardner Minshew from the Jags? Is that just a bargain basement move? Is that like, hey, you know what? We're not sold on Hurts. Like, what do you think that is? Because they're obviously not playing for the playoffs this year. If anything, they're probably end up tanking in the second half of the season. What's your read on the Eagles and Minshew?
It was two things. First of all, he's a quarterback who started and had success in the NFL, and they got on it for a song. They got him for nothing. So you take a flyer, if it doesn't work out, you move on. But to me, it's an indicator that Jalen Hurts has a long way to go. I just don't think Jalen Hurts. I love the guy. I love him in Alabama. We'll always remember what he did when he came off the bench and the way he conducted himself when he lost a job and went to Oklahoma. What a terrific human being. I don't think he's a major league quarterback, and I think Philadelphia knows that.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Favorite underdog on the board, Bernie, in week one?
Believe it or not.
Arizona Cardinals?
I tell you what, believe it or not, it's going to be the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't see that coming. Say more.
Well, I can't say I'm a big fan of Jameis Winston. Okay. He's 28-42 as a starter. Obviously, he's a guy who likes to cough the ball up. He had 30, interceptions 2 years ago, and they were horrible. Six were in the first quarter, six were in the first possession. Six were pick sixes, six when they were leading in the fourth quarter. But I've always liked Sean Payton in that defense as an underdog, and I think Green Bay is just a tad overpriced in this game going down there. And the game's being played in Jacksonville, right? It's going to be played outside in Jacksonville. It's not even a home game. But I think it's one of those games where New Orleans, who's always played their divisional rivals, that are leading divisional rivals, very tough. I have a lot of faith in Sean Payton. So that'll be my number one dog of week one.
Is this like a big picture thing on the Saints that you think there will be value on them going forward this year? Or is this just a strictly looking at week one? I haven't looked at their schedule, but I'm not in on this team at all this year. In fact,
I have to wait and see, but for some odd reason, they're 8-1 against the number the last 3 years when Drew Brees didn't start.
Yeah.
So I love Alvin Kamara. I love Michael Thomas. I think their defense is better. I would say their defense is going to be better than people realize. I think you're going to see some packages for Taysom Hill. Just one of those situations where it's hard enough to win on the NFL, hard enough to win on the road, but to lay points. Although I will say one thing, I have my eye on the Denver Broncos. I love them. I can't tell you how much I like Teddy Bridgewater, Jason, because in Minnesota, he was a missed field goal away from beating Seattle in the playoffs. It wasn't his fault. He led the team to 11-5 season that year. In New Orleans in 2019, Drew Brees goes down. He holds a team meeting before the game in Seattle. Says, "Guys, I'm not Drew Brees, but if you get on my back and follow me, I won't let you down." They proceed to go 5-0 with Teddy Bridgewater. New Orleans finishes up 13-3. When you look at Teddy Bridgewater's career, he's 35-14 against the spread. He's 21-3 against the number on the road.
What?
That's a number. Teddy Bridgewater is 21-3 against the number on the road. They're laying less than a field goal.
And that's with the Vikings and Saints. So two pretty good teams.
Oh,
but
sure.
Still.
And in a lot of those games, they were underdogs. But I have no faith that Daniel Jones can get through a game without turning it over at least twice. And I got to tell you, Vic Fangio, there's a reason he went with Teddy Bridgewater. He's on the hot seat. He went with the veteran who knows how to win. Denver's defense is very underrated, and their offense is filled in very nicely, Jason. The Giants are still trying to find out who the hell they are under Joe Judge. I think they're still a glorified WWE team after that fight. I really don't have any idea how good the Giants are, but I'm going to tell you, I think Denver's a playoff team, Jason. I really do.
Wow. I'm kind of with you there. Now, I didn't realize those Bridgewater numbers. I got to look at that closer. So, Bernie, we'll wrap up. I just realized 8 road favorites in week one. That seems like a large number to me. Does that mean the haves and the have-nots, the gap is widening? Or I thought there was like a large middle class in the NFL this year.
Yeah, I think the gap is widening pretty significant. When you look at the top teams like Tampa Bay, Green Bay, Kansas City, the San Francisco 49ers, and then, you know, the bottom teams, you know, the Lions and the Falcons and right on down the line, I think the gap is widening. The big takeaway story for me this year, Jason, are all the rookie quarterbacks. Now, eventually they're going to see the field. We don't know when Justin Fields will see the field. He might see as soon as week 2. Obviously, you've got, Trevor Lawrence, and you've got Zach Jones in with the Jets. And I think these guys are going to get on the field with the real bullets flying and real NFL defenses. We're going to find out about their competitive stamina and if they can be a force multiplier for their teams. In the last 50 years, 44 quarterbacks have been drafted either number one, number two, or number three overall. But believe it or not, in those 50 years, only 2 led the team that drafted them to a Super Bowl. That was Troy Aikman and Peyton Manning. And Aikman was 1-15 his first year. So you really got to be patient with these guys. And, I think they're a fade early on because you're going to see things they just haven't seen.
Yeah, and the tough thing about that stat is usually the first guy to be picked at quarterback in the draft never turns out to be the best, right?
Yeah,
it's usually Patrick Mahomes goes 10th, Tom Brady 6th round, Russell Wilson, 3rd round? I mean, you could argue Dak. Where did Dak go? 3rd or 4th round?
3rd round. 4th round.
Yeah, but there's just so many guys who did not go number one overall who, for whatever reason, chip on the shoulder, Aaron Rodgers, blah, blah, blah. Like that is a weird that's an oddity, huh?
It is, and because you can never simulate what will happen when they get to the league and how they're going to deal with failure and how they're going to be able to process all the new things that they're seeing that they've never seen before. And they're going to get hit more than Rocky Balboa. They're going to be facing teams that want to knock their block off. Look, I'm glad you mentioned Tom Brady, though, because I do believe Tampa Bay is going to repeat and win the Super Bowl. They got all 22 starters back. They're loaded. This Brady guy continues to I covered him in Michigan, for crying out loud. You know what's interesting about Tom Brady, Jason? Here's something you'll get a kick out of. Last year alone, Tom Brady, he threw for more yards than Aaron Rodgers. He threw more touchdown passes than Patrick Mahomes, and then he beats the Chiefs by 22 in the Super Bowl. And he's 44, and he's better than ever, and he's got his receivers, and he's got his route trees, and he's healthy, and his knee's fixed, and he looks fantastic. And in his career, over 300 starts, Brady's only lost 2 in a row once. Once!
Really?
So I'm looking at Tampa Bay as a 14-3 type team that's loaded, angry, ready to do it again. And there's a quarterback, I think. I don't think I'll fade him all year. I can't lie. I did grab Tampa Bay -7 week 1. That game feels like it's 28-13 all over.
As we do this, I look at the line. It looks like it's 8 now. Wow. So you got a good number. And again, listen, everybody, you got to get the best number. So if you missed 7, that doesn't mean you have to grab 8, right, Bernie? Like you could do the teaser. Like you're getting the bad number, and Dak Prescott's gonna be a backdoor cover guy, right? With that
you
offense,
always want to get the best of the number. Look what happened in college football. Just last week, some people got Ohio State at 13.5. Some got them at 14.5, and lands on 14. Right? Look what happened with Boise State and CFU. Some people got CFU at 4.5, 5. Others got 5.5, 6, 6.5, and it landed on 5. One other under-the-radar team, and I know this doesn't make any sense because on a roster, if you take their uniform name off, you look at this roster and go, oh, my goodness, they're on the short list to go to the Super Bowl. I really got my eye on the Cleveland Browns. I had to hold my nose that. And I'll tell you something else, Jason. Watch them early because 9 of their first 11 opponents finished under 500 in 2020. So I look for Cleveland to wake up in Thanksgiving and be a, you know, a 9-1, 8-2 type team.
I love it. Bernie Frado. Bernie, you want to plug anything?
Just, you know, hope folks can enjoy my show Saturday nights. It's now 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. It's 4 hours now.
Four hours, wow.
More some straight out of Vegas to Fox Sports Radio from midnight to 3, and it'll be obviously heavy football-centric, you know, with the league starting. And I always appreciate you having me on, Jason. I really enjoy, you know, your work, and especially the Tomorrow's Headlines Today. I love that segment. If I miss it, I record it, and I never miss it.
Try to have fun with it, Bernie. Thanks so much. And everybody, hey, Bernie Frado, he's got the goods, man. Good luck this season, Bernie. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thank you, Jason.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.